And I'm anxious to hear about this because if George is leaving the country, that's big news because that rarely happens.
Yes. Only two times in my life have I spent the night outside the United States of America. And both of those times, I was with you guys when we went on the trip with the Cowboys to London. And then when we traveled with the Stars a few years back, we went to Montreal, was one of the stops we made.
Mm-hmm.
That's the only time I've been out of the country and spent the night outside the U.S.
And we had to hold your hand the whole time. You were real scared.
Yeah, and
in Canada.
And this place where I'm going this weekend, I didn't make like a solemn promise. I'm never going there. I just really thought I would probably go my entire life without spending the night or multiple nights in the country known as Mexico. But I am going to Mexico this weekend for a golf tournament.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah, the tournament itself is really cool. I'll tell you about that in a sec. But here are my fears about Mexico all these years. Number one, I've heard both sides of this. I know people who go to Mexico three or four times a year and absolutely love it and ask me what my problem is. And I've talked to people on the other side of that, the opposite side of the spectrum, who've been there once, swear they'll never go back. They've had to go there for business, and they sworn off of it because they didn't like it. They felt sometimes it was dangerous. They've gotten sick. And I also had a visit with a friend of mine who works for the federal government. I won't say what agency he's still with. But, yeah, he knows a lot of classified information.
Is this the same guy who told me not to go to South Africa?
Yeah. But he wasn't... He didn't tell me to tell you not to go to South Africa.
I had the trip of a lifetime.
No, I didn't tell you not to go. I just said when you were going there, do you ever look at the travel advisories that our United States government puts out?
And I always do. And his advice was whatever it's rated, it's more severe than that.
Right. And this is a guy who, as they say, he knows how the sausage is made there. And that's why in some of these countries... And when I had this talk with him, this was probably 3-4 years ago, he said one of those countries that people go there a lot, but I don't advise it, is Mexico. He says it's just dangerous. And it depends on where you go. I'm going to Cabo, which I'm told is very safe, that it's pretty much like an American city, have nothing to worry about. I do wonder, though, if I asked my friend who's with the government, what he would say about it, he would probably say, yeah, you need to be really careful. And I don't have just a huge fear of that, but I have talked to a ton of people, and I swear, even if they liked it, it seems like somehow they got Montezuma's revenge. And I don't want to have that happen to me. But, and I've got some questions about water and things like that here in a second. But, so I'm stepping out, and I had this offer to go to this tournament. A friend of mine's company is one of the corporate sponsors. And so they get to be a part of the... It's not a pro-am because these guys aren't pro. I guess it's an am-am. But sponsors get a chance to play with these players. And this is an incredible field. It's the Cabo Collegiate, which every year puts some of the strongest fields together. Oklahoma State's there, A&M, Alabama, Baylor, Cal, Stanford, Arkansas, Vanderbilt, Houston, some of the best golf teams in the country, some of the best players. Some of these guys will be on tour next year. Some of these guys, probably this year's NCAA champion, is playing in this tournament. So that part of it's cool, too. I get to see a little bit of the tournament and also play in what I guess is, in essence, an AM on Saturday. And the course looks great. The course looks absolutely amazing. So that's what got me to step out of my comfort zone. I thought, okay, that's really cool to see that, to see these players get a chance to play in this tournament, play in at this course, which is really supposed to be nice. And, okay, maybe I should just step out a little bit, not fear any sort of Montezuma's revenge or any sort of potential dangerous situation, and go to Mexico. So I agreed to go. And now I have family members ask me, I can't believe you're going. Fernando even can't believe I'm going. He said this one, I can't believe you're going to Mexico.
Why?
Because he's sworn off on it.
But this is the place you're going is basically the old resort, right? I mean, it's a town in and of itself that they control like a city. It's like when you travel to Rio. It's one of the most dangerous places in the world. So you go to basically a walled city that they've built inside the city mm-hmm. for tourists and things like that.
This is America. You're going to
Cabo,
America
basically
south.
Is, yeah.
Yeah, a lot of stepping a lot out of your comfort zone to go to Mexico, that tells you how comfortable your comfort zone was.
You're going
to
be like, playing golf.
It's a bordering country. Yes, it's a third world country, but it's right across the border. Millions of Texans go to Mexico without any problem, and their number one form of commerce is tourism there, and so they take care of the tourists. Do things happen? Sure, but things happen to tourists in the U.S. too.
It's called the way it is.
What does that mean?
What does that mean?
You're going to get there.
You'll be safe.
You're going to get there, and you're going to say, why was I scared of this all these years?
Although you may get Montezuma's revenge, even on
and
resort.
I don't want to have that happen.
And the cartel might behead you.
Yeah, see? Other than those things.
But, see, that's the thing.
You could get back at them by having diarrhea.
You're right. Millions of people go there, and people swear by it. Like, I have a friend who goes there, I think, 4 times a year. Absolutely swears by it and thinks that I'm the one with the huge problem. But even those people will tell you, just as long as you stay on the resort and, you know, don't go off the map. Well, that doesn't sound extremely safe. And I talked to another group of friends of ours who went, and they said, yeah, we were told the same thing. You just go right from the airport to the resort. But when we went to the resort, there were guys up in trees and basically like deer stands with automatic rifles. Those guys up there, if this is supposed to be safe on our trip from the airport,
that's how they
to
keep
the
it
hotel.
Safe.
I know, but that's a. I'm sorry, I just haven't been on many trips like that where you go and there's a guy with an AK up in a palm tree. I don't know. That's just kind of weird to me.
But you need to experience that. Travel to foreign countries, especially if there's a little element of danger. It's incredibly stimulating. And I think a passport is maybe the most valuable thing a human being can have to see how other people live. We just get so micro vision, tunnel vision in our country and our dry cleaner and our restaurant and our highway we take to work. And you need an appreciation, especially for how people live in a third world country. It's eye opening. It's educational. Unless you get beheaded, it's all positives.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
Seriously.
Yeah. No, and here's the other thing. If you turn it around, you can travel to our country, and there's plenty of dangerous places here in the United States, and that happens. Foreign travelers come here and get caught up in something that they have nothing to do with, but they're in the wrong place at the wrong time in downtown Dallas or Chicago or L.A., and terrible things have happened to worldwide travelers who have come here, and I'm sure they look at our headlines and go, man, the gun violence over there, they shoot up their churches and schools over there. So some of my fear is probably very unreasonable. But at the same time, you guys haven't been to Mexico, have you?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
You
a
have?
Lot.
Mm-hmm.
You stayed there?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay. I didn't realize that.
Yeah, I've been to both coasts. I've been to Cabo. I went to a wedding in Cabo. Now, we stayed at a resort. We also went into town with the wedding party, you know, and you go out to Van Halen's bar or whatever it is there.
It's just
Cabo Wabo.
Yeah, it's Sammy Hagar. Yeah.
Sammy Hagar's bar.
Mm-hmm.
I will say this. A couple of buddies of mine played a round of golf at the resort course, and they got held up at gunpoint on like the, on the number 4 tee box.
About.
But that's part of the experience, George.
I don't want that kind of experience.
That's part of
they
it.
Were out a couple $100, but they had a great,
great
story.
Great story. It was worth it for
great
the story.
Great story. Nobody that I know got
was
sick.
Was that Cabo?
Yeah, that was in Cabo.
Yeah.
Nobody that I know got sick.
Look
I've
at
never, I've never traveled with anybody that got Montezuma's revenge.
And there goes your golf game.
I went to
that stinks anyway.
I went to the East Coast, the Gulf Coast once, and went to Isla Mujeres off of Cancun, little island. It was awesome.
Isla. Is it Isla or Isla? How do you say it? I've always said Isla, but I may be wrong.
Yeah, I don't know.
I thought it was Isla.
I think on that trip we said Isla, but who cares? It was great, and we wandered all over that island and rented a little moped and drove around, and it was very third worldish. but it was awesome. Yes, there's danger everywhere. So it's the same travel rating. It's a level 2 exercise increased caution rating from the U.S. government. Same thing that I had going to South Africa last summer.
Mm-hmm.
And it was the greatest trip of my life.
My guy said to add one to Mexico. That's a plus one when you go there.
So that would be level 3 reconsider travel. Your guy,
see what I mean?
Your guy's a fear monger.
No, he's not.
Because
yeah,
South
totally
Africa,
is.
But South Africa's level 2, and he told me to add a level to it. So reconsider travel. He wanted me to reconsider the greatest trip of my life.
No,
he's a fear monger.
He did not tell you that directly. And I don't know if South Africa was one of his countries. It was a plus one. I don't know if they were a plus one or not. He said not all of them are, but he thought that Mexico was. If it's a 2, make it a 3, and so forth, whatever it is.
So on.
And so on, yeah.
You are going to be fine. You're at a college golf tournament
in Cabo.
Which
I'm sure is very well secured.
You're not in the hills of surrounded by a cartel's ranch.
Yeah, you don't know where they are.
If you get beheaded, text me and I will apologize to you.
Yeah, if you get beheaded, we'll admit you were right for having apprehension.
Right.
That almost makes me wish something really bad happens just so you guys feel bad at least for a couple
of
days.
What a heavy price to pay to be right.
That's how far we're willing to go around here just to be right about something. Have the last laugh on someone.
You're going to be fine.
Yeah, I'm not really that worried about it.
The weather's going to be great. The scenery's going to be great. The playing the golf course, the courses down there are great. The ocean views, the food is great. You're going to love it.
Okay, about the water.
Mm-hmm.
I've talked to people that say, yeah, don't worry about it. Just drink. I was in Cabo a couple of weeks ago, and I drank right out of the tap. Sure about that?
Yeah, I wouldn't drink right out of the tap.
I wouldn't do that.
Just drink beer. That's whiskey. That's a bad idea.
You just drink bottled water. You're at a resort. They're going to have tons of bottled water. And that's when I've gone, that's what I've done. I drink the bottled water, brush my teeth with the bottled water.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Okay, if you go to a restaurant, you tell them if you do get something besides beer, or you tell them I want bottled water, or you want, you don't put ice in your drink, right?
Right.
Mm-hmm. No ice.
No ice.
Because you don't want some bad ice. That's another thing that can happen.
Right.
I think that's more of a fear than the
beheading.
Yes. Because I don't think that's a very small percentage, or being held up at gunpoint as I'm playing golf, as your friends had happened in the same place where I'm going. But, yes, the Montezuma's Revenge, just my own perception of that, I'm going to say it's 50% of the people that I know that come back from Mexico, somebody got something. Everybody gets diarrhea.
Well, just factor it in then. Just say, hey,
I don't want to factor it in. I don't
that
want
may
the,
happen, and that's okay.
I don't like vomiting, and I don't like having diarrhea.
Just embrace it, because I know you have a scheduled enema next month. This could just be your enema.
I don't have one scheduled.
Oh, no, I haven't yet. You like impromptu enemas.
Impromptu. I like them to happen organically.
My band name.
It can happen anywhere. I told you my honeymoon story of getting food poisoning at a Michelin star restaurant.
Sure.
It can happen anywhere.
I would think a tire place would be pretty iffy for dinner, but that's your own thing.
You've gotten food poisoning here in the Metroplex.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I have.
You have diarrhea constantly, George.
And no, I really don't.
And
that's
you didn't
more
move away from the Metroplex once you got food poisoning. You stayed here.
Yeah.
You bravely stayed here.
So you think that's a false perception, too, that tons of people come back sick? You think that's...
No, I mean, I think it's...
It happens there
it
to
happens,
Americans
man.
More than it happens here.
Right. It happens there more than it happens here.
Mm-hmm.
But it's you'll get over it.
Well, if it is, how many times you been there, Gordo?
I've actually only been, well, you're talking like not just border excursions.
Yeah, just to go for a few days, for a weekend.
I may have only been, I think, twice. But I was on one of those, you know, resorts that is all Americanized.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, it was like being in America. And I didn't feel risky. Nothing
no
felt risky
sketchy,
at all.
No sketchy scenarios.
No.
No diarrhea.
No, I'm sure there was some going on somewhere
but
around there.
Get it.
But I didn't detect it from others.
Sick.
The border town's way more
and
dangerous.
I vomited.
Way more dangerous.
Yeah, you did get sick, didn't you?
Yeah.
That's right. That you're one of the travelers, and I know that you and Corby, right?
I don't know if Corby got sick or not, but we were going together.
Yeah.
If that's what you mean, yeah.
Yeah.
But yes.
Okay, so see, Gordo's on the side of.
But I also was swimming in the ocean. And so I don't know if, or maybe I just ate something that was weird and made me throw up. I don't know.
You think the ocean water's bad too? Don't get that in your mouth.
Sure, if the ocean water's bad. I think all ocean water's bad though, isn't it?
Yeah, but I've never heard anyone outside of Hammer blame it something going wrong on
ocean water.
Salt water.
Yeah, but he just said that gave him a dye job on his hair. That's why
he came back
hair.
With orange hair. I think that was also in Mexico. As he said, it was a combination of the sand, the seawater, and the sun.
Gave me blonde hair.
Made it orange.
And a haircut.
You just have to, it sounds like you're focusing on the negatives. And I think you need to embrace, you know, have your head on a swivel. Anytime you're going to a third world country, have your head on a swivel. Be smart. Don't make bad decisions. Don't go to the wrong part of town. I mentioned the South Africa. South Africa is a dangerous country. And I watched a lot of videos before we went about the crime, and especially in Cape Town. But you go to experience it and try to be smart about it, and didn't walk down an alley in Cape Town, you know, didn't do anything like that.
No,
I came back and I told you guys the stories of even the nice houses had barbed wire around it. But it's invigorating and educational to be in a country like that, just to see how most of the rest of the world lives.
Are you trying to learn the language before you go?
Well, I've taken Spanish, so yeah, I think I'm fine.
Wait, you took Spanish in high school in preparation for this trip?
Uh-huh. I knew someday I would finally end my my protest of going to Mexico, and yeah, I need to learn Spanish. No, I don't think I'll learn it by this weekend, and I'm only going for a few days, too, so it's not as if it's like a week-long trip. I think if you go for a week, you will definitely get Montezuma's revenge.
You're leaving Friday, coming back Sunday?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'm actually more worried about my golf game because we're going to be playing with two really good players, basically PGA Tour players, and I haven't played in several months. This winter has been a long drought of no golf, so that could be really bad too.
You need to practice Spanish and golf at the same time in preparation for the trip.
Yeah, when you hit a shot way right, you yell, "Hi, caramba."
Mm. Okay. Any foods I should stay away with? stay away from?
Yeah, Mexican food.
Isn't that all they serve in Mexico?
No, I bet you they serve hamburgers there. Like, do Mexican people like...
What did you eat when you went to Mexico? Did you eat...
Mexican food.
Like here in America, here in Texas, I probably eat Mexican food half the time.
Yeah,
yeah.
So in Mexico, do they eat American food half the time?
No, they eat Mexican food.
That's racist.
All the time. Steve brings up a good point. 46 million American tourists visit Mexico every year. How many stories do you hear of American tourists being murdered? Of the 46 million that go every year, how many are murdered?
That's what my guy said. You don't always hear about them.
God, see, he's a fearmonger.
This guy is a fearmonger. He's just trolling you.
I'm telling you what he told me in hushed tones.
Extra authority to it,
doesn't it? No one was supposed to hear this information, but I got this information. And I was nice enough to share it with you.
All right, well, have a good, safe trip. Just be smart. I predict you're going to love it.
Yeah, I probably will. I'm looking forward to it.
I'm just happy you're venturing out of your all-too-comfortable comfort zone.
Well, you got to start somewhere, right?
That's right. All right, it's 8:32 on the ticket. Coming up next, joining us from the Combine, Cowboys owner and GM Jerry Jones.